Hello everyone and welcome to our podcast. Today we are going to talk about our school trip to Frankfurt. We are going to explain how the trip went and what we did each day. Let's start.
What happened the first day? Before we arrived, we didn't know much about Frankfurt. However, we didn't know about the skylines and we were very excited to see the New York of Europe. But we didn't know how the modern and old side of the city was mixed or how was it outside the center, so we were a bit shocked. When we arrived, we first thought that the city was quiet, depressing, boring and very dirty. After that we had a guide that gave us a tour of Frankfurt city. We visited the old city and the historic behind it. Also visited the old cathedral and famous bridge with the skyline view. We also visited Aromaberg, which is Frankfurt's historical main square. It's famous for his half timbered house or Romer, the 600-year-old city hall, and the Fountain of Justice. Historically, it was the site of imperial coronation, and today it hosts one of the Germany's oldest Christmas markets. It sits right between the main river and Frankfurt Cathedral. After that, what surprised us is the fact that the Iron Bridge filled and was rebuilt 70 times. And in the last remodeling, the bridge was made with a different material to make the bridge stronger. With the other country, bridge material, a revolutionary system that makes the building stronger and last over time. The material used in the last reconstruction that other country already started to use was the iron.
On Tuesday, we woke up and after breakfast, we traveled by public transport to the European Central Bank, where a guide was waiting for us to present the BCE. After that, we had free time because it was lunchtime. We left and visited the Frankfurt Deutschland Bourse, where another guide was waiting for us. We had a conference. At the BCE, there is a guide who talked about how to create money bills that 26 countries use euro as their currency. The history of money also that this time the main bank who distributes money to the other banks in Europe and makes tests to the other banks so we can be prepared. The role of BCE and the European Central Bank use interest rates as tools to regulate the economy. Then at the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, a guide was waiting for us. We learned about the stock market index trading and that the traders have a lot of pressure and work, but they win a lot of money, 5k per month. We also learned, since it was open, who did it work at century ago. It was very interesting to learn that trading was the first way to get action from a company.
On this third day, we continued our exploration in the city of Frankfurt with several interesting activities. In the morning, we had a meal on the barge while touring the city. This experience was unique as we were able to admire the scenery and buildings while having lunch. It allowed us to see the city from a different perspective from the river. Next, we took part in a treasure hunt around the city. This activity was both fun and enriching as it enabled us to discover different places while searching for clues. After that, we had city free time to walk around, do a bit of shopping, or simply enjoy the atmosphere of the city. In the afternoon, we visited the money museum, the Dutch Buddhist Bank. There we learned about the history of money, how it was involved over time, and how it is produced today. This visit was interesting and informative. At the end of the day, we returned to the hotel. In the evening, we played a board game in the French. It was friendly and relaxing, a moment after a busy day. To conclude this Friday in Frankfurt, we were very enjoyable with a good balance of discovery, activities, and relaxation.
On the last day, alarm going off way earlier. But hey, last day in winter, don't wait. We packed up, say goodbye to our rooms, headed around 10 a.m. straight to the famous main tower. And wow, what a view! From the top, we could see all of Frankfurt stretching out beneath us. Fun fact for you, it's actually the only skyscraper in the city where the public can go all the way on the top, which is pretty surprising when you see how many standing towers Frankfurt has. It has around 50 floors, which makes the experience even more impressive. After that, we had a bit of free time, so of course we did what any good traveler would do, a little shopping and a lot of eating, and one last wander through the city to soak it all in. Then came the not fun part, heading to the airport around 3:30 p.m. Our flight was a little bit delayed, but classic. We still made it back to Barcelona on time. And honestly, we were sad to leave, but also really happy to be home. In just 4 days, we explored so much, learned a ton, and most importantly, shared so many laughs together. And that's a wrap on our Frankfurt adventure.
To finish, our trip to Frankfurt went really well. We did a lot of things and had a great time together. It was a very nice experience. Thanks for listening. See you next time.